Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC, this is Money Talking. I'm Charlie Herman. Every other week on this podcast, I like to talk with authors and editors at the Harvard Business Review about the workplace. We call these episodes Money Talking at Work. And I like to think of them as kind of a shared executive coaching session. Because the fact of the matter is, a lot of us, and I include myself in this, really need advice when it comes to figuring out the workplace. We spend so much time there, but we often aren't prepared to deal with the things that come up that might have absolutely nothing to do with the actual job you're supposed to do. So this week, I asked HBR editor Amy Gallo to talk with me about an article that she wrote called How to Manage People You Don't Like. Because even if you aren't a manager, everyone can benefit from some advice on how to handle those people who really annoy you at work. And let's be clear, this happens to all of us, even Amy. So I asked her, what was it like for someone who writes about management topics to have to manage her own feelings about a coworker she didn't like?
It was tough. And it happens, I would say, every workplace I've been in, there's been someone who I haven't enjoyed working with. And it runs the gamut from I wanted to run out the door screaming every time she opened her mouth to I just felt annoyed in that person's presence. But you can't change people. You just have to deal with them.
Okay, so something like that is bound to happen at work. What's the danger if you're actually that person's boss?
Well, the danger there is that you have no choice but to deal with this person, and you have a lot of power over them. So your dislike could really negatively affect both their experience at work, their satisfaction, and their performance.
But if you don't like them or they irritate you and it's affecting their performance, I'm not saying this to be like Machiavellian, but maybe you're trying to make it clear that they should look elsewhere.
Well, there's a lot of reasons we don't like people, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're not good at their jobs and that they're not a valuable part of your team. It's not possible or even preferable that you'll like everyone on your team. You don't want a team comprised entirely of people you'd invite to a party. You need people who have diversity of work style, thought, and approach, people who provoke and challenge you. They may irritate you, but they're going to help you make your team better and make your work better.
Are there good things about having people on your team who you don't like?
Sure. Usually those are people who push your buttons. And people who push your buttons make you think twice about decisions you make. They make you think twice about the work products you create. They're often the ones who will say the sky is falling. And if you don't ever look up to see if the sky is falling, you're likely to make some big mistakes in your work.
Is there a danger when you are managing people to only have employees who are people that you really like?
Yeah, there are a lot of studies that show we hire people who look, act, and think like us, which can be really dangerous. If you have a team of mini-me's, they're going to do and say things that you would already do and say. So what's the point of having a team if you don't have people who are going to do things differently, bring different thoughts, experiences, different styles to the work?
But I would think that some people would like that. Like if I have this idea of something I want to do, I want my team to execute it. And so I want to like them and I want to make sure they're going to do it the way that I want them to do it.
Yeah, it might be easy. It might even be fun if everyone is like you, but it's not going to create good work products. There's a reason conflict happens in organizations, and most people try to avoid conflict as much as possible. But you want conflict. You need it. Creates better work products. It makes you more innovative. It even creates better relationships. Sure, I get along well with people who are like me, who agree with me, who do what I ask, execute on the project I did, but we're going to have a stronger relationship if we have moments where we disagree, we work through that disagreement, and then move on.
Okay, so you don't want to have a beer with some of the people that you manage, but you still have to get along with them. So how do you actually go about doing that?
Well, first and foremost, because you are the boss, don't show your dislike. You need to put on a good face. It's your job as a manager to be professional and positive because you are going to have an effect on this person's experience, and everyone wants their boss to like them. So if the person knows that you don't, it's going to be really hard on them and it's going to affect their performance.
And in a way, it becomes this vicious circle that their performance gets affected and then you become more unhappy with them and then they know that and it just you spiral downwards.
That's a great point because you also need to watch out for your confirmation bias. If you think someone is a pain, all you're going to do every time they do anything is see that they're a pain. So you need to remember that no one is 100% annoying. Find what you like about that person and be open-minded. So yes, maybe Sharon was annoying in every meeting you've had for the past week, but go into the next meeting with her, assuming that it's possible she won't annoy you. You can even go and find people who work with Sharon who are have a good experience with her and ask them, what is it they like about working with her?
I want to be annoying here for just a moment. Why does the manager have to change?
Well, it's not that the manager has to change, but we're talking to the manager and you can only change yourself.
No, but I just mean that in the sense of why is it the manager who has to change their feelings, has to take basically be the big person in the room and, you know, take it on the chin. I know I sound a little whiny there, but sometimes it's why is it up to the manager to have to make the change? Why can't the employee change?
Well, sure, the employee might need to change some. Sharon might need to learn to be less combative in a meeting. But the reality is you can only change your perspective, and it's far easier to change your perspective than to ask someone to be a different person. There's also an element of you're the boss here. So it is more on you to change and to change your perspective than it is necessarily on the direct report. Of course, if she's not doing her job well, or if she's being disruptive, or you know she's getting in the way of work, then she may need to make some changes. But if she just bothers you or irritates you, it's really up to you to change your perspective.
I've heard it said that if there's somebody at work that irritates you, if there's somebody that you work with who you find frustrating or, like you said, you know, just sets you off, that one of the ways to get over it is to actually spend more time with them. And it just seems so antithetical.
I know. It's upsetting to hear. I never like to hear that advice. But it's like aversion therapy.
Like the last thing I want to do is like spend more time with you.
Exactly. I know. And you keep it, that's what happens, though, is you end up keeping the meeting short. You end up staffing that person to other projects. You keep your distance. And what you end up not getting to know them better. And you end up keeping the perspective you've always had, which is that that person's not someone you like. And so it's much better to staff that person on your pet project, to bring them close to you, maybe even move their desk so they sit near you. And as unpleasant as I understand, and as unpleasant as that sounds, it's the best way to get over dislike of someone is to just spend more time together.
It sounds like what you're basically saying in the end is the only person that you can change is yourself. And if someone really is irritating you, it's probably more about you than it is about them.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that is the reality.
If they really are obnoxious? They interrupt meetings. They interrupt people. They talk over people like I'm doing to you right now. You know,
I still like you, Charlie.
Thank you. But there's still empirical evidence that this person is abrasive.
Yeah. So that's a case where it's getting in the way of work. And if it's getting in the way of work, then that's behavior that needs to change. And again, if the person has performance issues or is irritating everyone else on the team in addition to you, it's time to talk to him or her about that, to explain exactly the behavior that's getting in the way, give a few examples, specific examples of how it impacted the team, and then talk about other ways that she might try to express her dissent or to share her opinion, ways that would be less abrasive, less obnoxious.
Sometimes it's really tough being the adult in the room.
Well, and the truth is we always have to be the adult in the room. If you're the direct report, if you're the boss, no matter what your position, we have to be the adult in the room.
All right, so you have some people that work for you that you find annoying, and you can't ever imagine that you're not going to end every day just super irritated going home, throwing back a glass of wine. Not that I've ever done that. Are you trapped in that world of just being constantly annoyed by the person?
Chances are your perspective will change if you do some of what we've talked about. But also the person might change. You might find that your favorite employee, the one you get along with most, is actually the person who irritates you most next month. And the person who's been driving you crazy may become someone, especially if you spend more time with them, who's later in your good graces. So just have an open mind and be willing to change your opinion of someone.
Amy, thank you very much.
Thank you, Charlie.
Amy Gallo is an editor at the Harvard Business Review and the author of the HBR Guide to Managing Conflict at Work. So I'm sure you've worked with, maybe even managed people that you didn't like. How did you find a way to get past your feelings about them? We're hoping to collect people's stories about life at work for future episodes. So if you have a moment, let us know. Drop us a line. Our email is moneytalking@wnyc.org. And what's even better, I mean, we are a podcast, so we love audio clips, is if you use the Record app on your iPhone or your smartphone and tell us your story, and then you can email that file to us. We may even use it on a later show. Money Talking is a production of WNYC Studios. The team includes Julie Longoria, Merritt Jacob, Wayne Schulmeister, and special thanks to Amy Poftak at the Harvard Business Review. I'm Charlie Herman. Thanks for listening.